Angie for breakfast.
Our own piece of amazing Wildcats history. Joining me on the line was power forward all those 30 years ago, which makes him, you know, remarkably young basketball player, Rob Dempster. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angie. What about yourself?
Oh, look, I'm stoked to be talking to you about this because I was reminded by our boss, Sam Foto, who's like mad keen basketballer, in that we are celebrating today the 30th anniversary of the Wildcats' first championship. You were a Manji local at the time. You're part of that dream. What was that like?
Quite amazing, actually. Angie, we had, coming from a small town of Manjimup to end up playing in the National Basketball League was quite a buzz in itself. Obviously, playing on outdoor courts in the rain in Manjimup to playing in front of 13,000 people to win a championship in Brisbane at the time, it's quite a big thing in someone's life.
Oh, most definitely. And it wasn't just a big thing for your lives or the team at the time, but it really set an ongoing legacy for the Wildcats that's world record.
Yes, well, Wildcats at the time were very young in the league. I think it was 82 that they joined the league and they won it in 90. Putting that in perspective, the Dockers have been in a while. They haven't even come close to, well, they came close one year to win a championship, the AFL, but the Wildcats did it in pretty quick succession. And then basically from 88, they've been in the finals for 35 years. So it was great to be involved with such a successful era of basketball.
Yeah, just unbelievable. So who was on your team with you 30 years ago?
Wow, now you're testing my memory. okay, obviously the well-known people was probably the biggest one that people remember is Ricky Grace. That was his first season in 1990, but a lot of the standard players like Australian players, Mike Ellis, Glenn Ellis, you had the likes in 89, you had even the coach that coached in 90 was playing in 89 was Cal Bruton. And then you had other players like Eric Watterson, Steve Davis, Trevor Torrens. And then we had our imports, which were James Crawford, Tiny Pinder, Allen. And and obviously Ricky Grace were our imports at the time. And, we basically did what no one else thought that we could do is beat Brisbane in Brisbane to win the championship.
Rob, like you said before, you were a young team. You're obviously going hard out. You're in Brisbane. I'm sure there probably weren't a lot of WA fans in the stands. Was there any highlights from the game for you specifically?
Well, obviously the final siren.
Yeah. Or the beer just after.
But yeah, one of the things that for me personally was that I didn't actually play in game one or game two. I suited up to play, but I never got on the court. But in game three, the coach threw me out there basically in very quick time off the bench. And I seemed to go out there and play on the best person in the league, which was Leroy Loggins at the time. And he had a bit of a quiet first half and I take some of the responsibility for that. So, yeah, I do remember being given a role very early in that game three to slow the man down who was averaging something like 36 points a game through that year.
Oh, God. And so, like you said, Manji local, you're playing on outdoor courts in the rain. What do you think it was? Because we know lots of good stuff grows up in that area. What do you think it was about sort of being from Manji that was such a stark contrast and maybe helped you with the spotlight that came crashing down on the Wildcats?
Well, my nickname on the basketball court was Axeman. So I was in a very aggressive basketball player, and it has to come from predominantly playing Aussie rules football because that's what the main sport was in Manjimup during the winter, and we only played basketball in the summer. So I took a very aggressive stance on the basketball court and still do to this day, one might argue. This is probably what put me ahead of a lot of other people is that, I never backed down to anyone. I was out there fighting tooth and nail, and not that I was out there hacking people to death. It was more
figuratively speaking.
Aggressive.
Oh, look, I love it. What an amazing piece of history, and great to stop and mark the occasion today. So I'm so glad I was given the word up about it. You're still heavily involved in basketball in the Southwest, but have you got any thoughts on the current day Wildcats?
Well, obviously they're a machine that's well oiled and lubricated, and they've got probably some of the biggest purse strings in the league. So they're always going to be able to spend some money to buy quality players. So and whilst we might see the likes of Damian Martin retire and some of our like Wagstaff and a few of those players getting a little bit older, there's a crop of new guys that are probably going to be coming at the bottom end that are looking, you know, they're not going to be the average junior guys. They're actually going to be very talented young kids coming into the team. And, you know, I can see that there's, you know, Wildcats are going to be the team to beat again. You know, they're just going to be out there.
Beauty. And in terms of, you know, the comparison, you know, the Wildcats were a young team 30 years ago. I know we've got a young team at the moment who had a great season to start off with this year in the Southwest Slammers. Any advice for the young basketball players in the Southwest today?
Well, listen, it's kind of that 10,000 hours to become an expert on anything. Basketball's no different. If you put in the time, the effort to sharpen your skills and, you know, have plenty of practice, and not just shooting, it's dribbling, passing, you know, playing the game 3-on-3, having fun with the guys and everything, the more you play, the better you get. And then you add in there some quality coaching from people that have been there, done that, or got the qualifications, you know, you're bound to improve. As to whether you go somewhere and become a professional athlete or not, that remains to be seen. But the foundation is probably the biggest thing that kids have to do these days. And a lot of them just want everything urgently and believe that they're good enough from natural talent rather than putting in the hard work.
Well, there you go. 30 years ago today, the Perth Wildcats scored their first ever championship, and they've gone on to reign supreme in the basketball world. And a little bit of history. Thanks so much for sharing that with us this morning, Rob.
No worries, Angie. And I appreciate being on the show.